Hi, Team ASPA, and welcome back to ASPA Updates. Today we are talking about going to the SICU with SICU patients. So I'm here with Marshall Colbert. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thank you for having me.
Are you excited to talk about this topic today?
Yes. The SICU handoff has always been a point of contention between the anesthesia department and the SICU, and hopefully this process makes it a little bit easier for everybody.
Well, I have to say that I've heard some feedback, all positive, about this process. So we're going to go through it step by step so everyone knows what they need to do to make this successful.
Yeah, great to hear. Let's do it.
Awesome. So tell me first of all, where is the SICU?
SICU is in 2A. That is...
not too far away.
Not too far. A couple steps.
What was the old process, just to review, for taking a patient over there?
The old process was just a normal phone call. You'd call 2950-2952. That's the phone number here inside Christian Hospital for the SICU. And you just give them a normal verbal handoff report over the phone.
And that would have been just to the bedside RN.
And that's to the bedside RN, correct.
Okay, so take me through this new improved process. And I have a Vocera here, so you can actually walk me through it.
So the new process is going to be pretty much entirely on the Vocera device. The easiest way to do it is you tap on the upper right corner for a new text message.
Okay, got it.
And that's going to bring up initially the pre-populated templates. The one we're looking for is the anesthesia to SICU handoff template.
Okay, find that. Yeah, I don't have that in my favorites, so how do I get that?
Just type the search bar, type in SICU.
Okay, SICU, got it.
That's going to be the first and only one that shows up. If you click the little star next to it, that will favorite it, and then you don't have to search for it next time. And then just click on the handoff template. It's going to bring up the template. It's got everything pretty much pre-populated that you need. The recipients are pre-labeled that it needs to go to. The charge nurse, the nurse manager, the SICU attending physician, the SICU resident. The only person you need to add to this recipient list is the bedside nurse. To do that, click on the recipients or the little add person button.
Yeah.
You're going to tap in on the search 2A.
Okay. 2A, got it.
And it's going to bring up every 2A nurse. And then you're going to scroll down to the room assignment that the patient is posted to.
Oh, cool. Look. Okay, hold on. How many beds are in the SICU?
22, I think.
There's a 23rd.
23rd? Yeah. No, there's no 13.
Oh, darn it. You're right. Okay, yeah. So this is up to 2A, 23 is the last option here.
Yeah. So find the bed that you're going to. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to click on that assignment.
Okay.
Whatever happens to be. And that's going to add that bedside nurse onto the message thread.
Okay, that seems to be the one slipping point in this process is people forgetting to add the bedside nurse.
Correct.
So don't forget.
The feedback that I've been getting from SICU is that most of the time the message are going through very well, they're just not including that bedside nurse. So just don't forget to do that, please.
Gotcha. Okay. And you've even included these instructions here if I forget.
Yep. If you forget what to do, the instructions are pre-populated onto this message. You can delete all those kind of FYI reminders if you need to add additional information onto the message.
Okay.
Any kind of fun facts that the patient or that the SICU attending staff and bedside nurse staff need to know about. And then
it says here to do this 30 minutes prior to arrival.
That's correct.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be exactly 30 minutes, but roughly, you know, when they're starting to close is generally a pretty good time to send the message out.
Awesome. And then what are the different fields here?
So all the different fields with the little red asterisk are required fields. Patient name, date of birth, what room you're going to, what procedure did the patient have done. I know some of it's somewhat redundant, but, you know, sometimes they don't know exactly what the patient is, or who is, and what's being done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a nice little reminder for them. Are they still intubated? Yes or no. Are they reversed? Yes or no. Did they receive blood products? Yes. Pressors? Yes or no. What kind of line do they have, if any? PIV, peripheral, central lines, arterial lines. Approximate blood loss, do they receive blood products, things like that. You can just type it in.
Nice, so it's pretty quick, too.
Pretty quick, shouldn't take too long to fill out.
Okay.
And as soon as all that's filled out, hit send, it's going to send it to everybody, and then that's it.
Perfect, okay, so I am there with my patient, they're closing, I've sent this message,
yep.
Now what?
So SICU does like to be kind of reminded that you're just going to be on the way, just so they can anticipate your arrival. All you have to do, just call the ICU, their phone number 2950-2952, and all you have to tell them, hey, we're on our way, just so they know to expect your arrival.
So what if I don't know that number off the top of my head? Where do I find it?
The number is listed on the bottom of the yellow handoff report sheet that is commonly used for going to PACU.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, so a couple other things about transporting to the SICU. What do you tend to bring? Like, what's the right thing to bring to SICU?
The SICU does request that when the patient is on any sort of vasopressors or sedation medicine, that you bring approximately an hour's worth of medication. Sometimes it's a little difficult for them to get medication from the pharmacy. It just takes them a little while.
Perfect. And what do we do when we arrive in the SICU? Like, if you're a good anesthesia Samaritan, like, what's the best way to kind of pitch in?
Just help attach the patient to the monitor, give the bedside nurse any sort of updates that may have changed. If they have any questions, need help with anything, just kind of help out.
Perfect. So what's the deal, though, with now 2D and 2E? Are we moving to this model there?
No, not yet. So this handoff report is only for the 2A for SICU right now. 2D, still the process remains the same. Phone call to the bedside nurse, and then once you arrive in 2D, to give a face-to-face verbal report to the NP, PA, or neurointensivist. That process has not changed.
Do you think maybe this might come in the future?
It's a hope. I would like to have a standardized approach to SICU transfers and handoffs. So if this process in SICU goes well, hopefully we can expand it to 2D, 2E, and maybe even 3E when those kind of rare medical ICU patients come to the operating room.
This is awesome, and it's a really nice way of integrating a workflow that's kind of already built into your natural workflow. You're going to be contacting them. We all use Vocera, so really nice implementation process. So
yeah.
Well done.
And if anybody has any questions, they can always respond on the message thread that you have sent out, and you can always respond to them as well.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Is there anything else people need to know before we wrap up?
No, that's really about it. This is the main thing. Don't forget to add the bedside nurse onto the message thread. Every nurse over in SICU should always have a Vocera, and that Vocera should be on and logged into. Occasionally, I've heard kind of anecdotally that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. You can always call over and just remind the charge nurse to tell the bedside nurse to pay attention.
Okay, perfect. So to support this podcast, do as the man said, and don't forget your friendly neighborhood SICU nurse when you send your Vocera over. Thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.